Ben here from 92.3 FM. I'm talking with John Hardy at the Rocky Creek Igloo, and we'll be talking about the National Servicemen's Day.
It'll be the 11th of February, which is when we commemorate it here, Ben. The actual day is the 14th of February, and that represents the last day the 1965 to 72 National Servicemen marched out of their camp, and that was the end of the fourth National Service Scheme in Australia. There were four schemes introduced by the government. The first one was during World War I, second one, World War II. The third one that I'll be mainly focusing on today is what our association represents. Those 18-year-old males that were called up between 1951 and 59, and they were called up to do service in either the Army, primarily the Army, or there was an opportunity to go into the Navy for some, and the Air Force for the others. So of the latter two, the Navy and the Air Force, you could be sent overseas, and so those were called up for 6 months. The Army ones were called up for initially 98 days full-time service, and they served in right around Australia, but in Queensland here, our Army fellows that were called up from the Tableland, they went by train down to Wacol, which is between Brisbane and Toowoomba, or Ipswich, you might say, and they did their 98 days training. After doing their 98 days training, they then come back home again and went back to their normal day jobs, but then they had to attend training parades at their local CMF depots, or if they're a ringer or something like that, alternative arrangements were made for them to attend annual camps. It could be at Wacol again to complete their following 3 years of service. So in all, they did 176 days service over those 3 years. And I mentioned the Navy and Air Force did full-time 6 months service, and they could have been called up to go overseas. The fourth scheme I'll talk about is the 1965 to 72 scheme, in which people who turn 20, their birthdays, if their birthdays come out of the barrel, they were called up to do 2 years full-time service, or there was an option to do alternative service over 6 years by attending parades at the local CMF depots. So that scheme was disbanded in the 5th of December 1972, when the Whitlam government was elected, and so our National Servicemen's Day, 14th of February, represents the day that those last fellas marched out from their training.
Very good. And the event tomorrow, we've got
recognition for three of our National Servicemen from the 1951 to 59 scheme. We've got one gentleman, Corporal Boyd McQueen of Atherton here, but he went down in his latter days and went into a home, Salvation Army home at Mossman, and he'll be recognised here tomorrow. His family are coming up for his recognition ceremony, but he has the distinction of forming our three Far Northern District National Servicemen's branches at initially the Tableland here in March 2001, then off to Innisfail and Gordonvale he went to set up the Cairns and the Innisfail branches there. So he'll be recognised. Another 51 to 59 Nasho is Trevor Keeling. He's well known across the Tableland here, and his family be coming up from down in Cairns area now. And the last fellow from out of Carrington is Doug Stace, who passed away. All these fellows passed away last year, I might add. And they've reached a fine old age of anywhere from 89 to 85. So, yeah, they've done their bit for their country, and their families will be here tomorrow to recognise the dedication of these memorial plaques. Even though we're in the igloo, National Servicemen, we have our own little picnic shelter across the road at the Rocky Creek War Memorial Park, and we have memorial boards over there on which we place these plaques on those walls over there, and to give recognition to those who've served their country. Certainly in Vietnam, there's fellows over there that served in Vietnam, ones that were killed in Vietnam, killed in action, and also our 1951 to 59 Nashos, the majority of whom did not see overseas service but were on standby. And for our Tableland branch, we also recognise our supporter members who over the years, since 2001, have done a lot of fundraising for our branch. So recognition is also given to them, Ben. Yeah, we're supported by the Tableland Regional Council. They give us a community grant to run this event. And we're also catered for by the Salvation Army Corps from Tolga, who do a good job in providing community support for us. And in turn, we do support them by making donations to them and helping out where we can with Red Shield fundraising and the like. So it's a bit of a complementary type role between the Salvos and the National Servicemen's Association Tableland branch.
So what are these guys... attended this hall at some stage, like you sort of got into it a little bit, but
yeah, what the igloo here?
Yeah,
the igloo here, this was built in 1943 as one of six entertainment igloos on the Tableland, but yeah, these fellas certainly didn't. I did mention a second scheme of national service, and that was when fellas were called up in the 1940s when we had a Japanese threat. The Japanese were heading south, and we could see with all of our soldiers supporting the British over in Africa and Crete, the Japanese were knocking on our back door. So there was a call to get our soldiers to come back home and train on the Atherton Tableland here. They went from desert warfare to be trained in jungle warfare here on the Atherton Tableland, with 100,000 troops spread across here. In their time of recreation, it was felt that they needed some sort of entertainment, as we all enjoy today, and six of these igloos were built to entertain those troops at the various locations. So these, if you have a look at the structure, they're parabolic arch structures. They're very strong and self-supporting, even though the timbers used in the construction is very light. But the design of them is structurally very strong, and one of the benefits of an igloo, they don't cast a shadow from the air. If you know reconnaissance aircraft flying over, enemy or whatever, they're difficult to detect from the air.
So this event happens every year, and this year it's the Tablelands, or is it always
on the hold way? It every year on the Tableland. Mm-hmm. We've got 30 branches for the National Servicemen's Association throughout Queensland. Some of our branches commemorate the day, others just like Townsville, our biggest branch in Queensland. They just go down to Rose Bay, have a flag raising ceremony there at their memorial, and have a little picnic in the park and a bit of a social get together. Because in far north Queensland, and north Queensland for that matter, the weather's not very forgiving at this time of the year, with heavy rain and humid conditions. Some of them choose to hold the commemorative event towards the middle of the year, the cooler months of the year, like, say, the end of June. And I know Ingham in Townsville, and even Innisfail for that matter, they hold their commemorative events later on in the year.
So tomorrow's event, what's it look like? It's
Well, I get a guest speaker to come along, and tomorrow we've got a Vietnam veteran, Major Ian Rafferty. And in the military, everyone's got a nickname. And, of course, with the surname of Rafferty, a nickname would have to be Chips. So he's our guest speaker tomorrow. And he'll just speak to us in general about his time as a national serviceman. He actually volunteered for national service. And he was trained up at one of our officer training schools at the back of Sydney called Skyville. And in 22 weeks... with pretty intensive training, to train these fellows up as 20-year-old, to turn them into officers, to go into the battlefields of Vietnam and to command at least a platoon of troops, which can be up to 30 soldiers. So he'll tell you about his training experiences there, also about some of his contacts and whatever in Vietnam with the enemy, and just the camaraderie between the soldiers looking after each other. And like the POWs, World War II, There should always be a bit of humour floating around amongst the soldiers, because that's what they keeps them going in times of hardship, and it's always good to have a bit of a laugh and joke when things are down. And he'll talk about some of his experiences, both in Vietnam and when he's come back here to Australia, covering his 20 years in the military, and even trained myself, and I served in the 51st Battalion here on the Tableland, and he come back to the 51st Battalion as a training officer in the 1980s, early 1980s, before it became the 51st Battalion Far North Queensland Regiment Reconnaissance and Surveillance Unit.
And then after he speaks?
After he speaks, we have the dedication of the plaques for these three individuals we just spoke about, and then recognition for them. We have the traditional ode of remembrance, the playing of the last post, the minute silence, the playing of the rouse. We'll have a presentation of a meritorious service award to Len Barbagallo, one of our long-serving members. Len's Chainsaws, you might remember him as, and he'll be recognised with a meritorious service award for the efforts he's put in supporting our branch and also being on our social committee. We then finish up the day and about 3 o'clock, and we'll have afternoon tea served by the Salvation Army Tableland Corps, and then a bit of fellowship and get together and tell a few jokes, and then families return back home after what's in the past always proved to be a memorable day for the families that were recognised.
The National Servicemen's League is an amazing event. We encourage everyone to get along. On the 11th of February, which happens to be today. Thanks, John, for all that amazing information.